Token Smart Podcast here, Rizzle, with my BFF in the metaverse, Sandy Meows, hanging out. Just when you think like everything can't get crazier, it does, right? It's like been so many insane drops happening like within the span of the last like 3 days or so. ETH is at a crazy high valuation. Avastar Series 5 came out over the weekend. There's a lot of ground to cover and a lot of things going on. And we got like an alpha leak that we get to drop ourselves here. So we're dropping it like it's hot here on the Token Smart Podcast. And I don't even know where to start. I feel like it all started like actually in the middle of the night. I like woke up to a bunch of messages that I missed on Slack because I guess some of us sleep sometimes or try to. And it was Jim aping into the Bored Ape Yacht Club. And I don't even know where that came from. I hadn't heard of it. And by the time I had heard of it, it was sold out. And then Jim was like, I guess, up all night, like grinding on these things.
Yeah.
Hooked up a bunch of the squad. Did you know anything about this project, like heading into it, or was this on your radar at all?
This was not on my radar. Like, I was there with you. I woke up and then I saw the messages, and Jim was like, hey guys, let me hook you guys up. And sure enough, he did. Best right? Boss ever.
Yo, seriously. Now my OpenSea notifications are like out of control.
Yes. With all the offers that people are making.
Yeah. It's nuts. When I woke up or whatever and saw the buzz about it or whatever, you know, I'm like, all right, projects, fly by night projects happen. You know, what was it? A run of like 400, 500, 1,000 or something like that. These things like sort of pop up and sell out here and there. And, you know, you can't get them all, but like, dude, this is like a run of 10,000. Like, that's a lot of fucking apes to sell out in that amount of time. I mean, they are amazing. Like, whoever, you know, forgive my ignorance of who the artist is who actually like created the drawings and everything. But I really personally like the style. You know, it's one of these things that I feel like I don't have to like scratch my head and like try and figure out why they caught on. They're like legit really, really cool, you know?
Yeah, dude. And the cool thing about this, too, is that your Bored Ape doubles as your Yacht Club membership card, too. And it like grants you access to like member only benefits. And then they talk about something like access to the bathroom. I don't know what that means, but we've got access to the bathroom, dude. Sweet. Which one did you get?
I got one with like a VR headset on and some type of hat with a big old cheesy grin. And I love it. I love it even more because I feel like Jim bought a ton of these things and like sort of hand selected the ones that went to each of us. And I feel like he did a really good job of sort of capturing different aspects of like people's personalities or picking out really dope ones for everybody. Good looking out, Jim. That's what's up, man.
Good looking out. I got the Halo one. I'm like, yeah, that one's so cool. Me.
So cool. And then Avastar Series 5 fell out of the sky.
Fast.
I feel like Friday, like, all right, Friday, I'm always trying to like avoid like serious responsibilities. I mean, we all work like really hard, but Friday, we got like so much cool stuff going on in our Discord as we do every day. But Friday is like a great music day in our Discord where I can sort of, you know, turn up the volume and, you know, plow through notifications and, you know, ease into the weekend a little bit after, you know, a grind all week. And then we're like dropping Series 5. I'm like, dude, I was not planning on scrolling all weekend, but now I have to clear time in my schedule because how am I going to like not, you know, let Series 5 drop without immediately checking it out? And they're ridiculous, honestly, in like a good way compared to the prior series, right?
Dude, the traits on these are so nice. I also haven't had time to scroll, and I'm booking it in my calendar scroll time just because the traits are so dope. One of the ones that I saw was like the ball gag one, the different hairstyles. Oh my gosh, super, super awesome.
found a really cool wizard. It's cool. We got some male wizards in the house and then female pirate hats or captain hats or whatever they are. So you can get like, you know, sort of a couple of each thing for when you, I forget exactly what the conversation is going on about like the language involving, I was going to say breeding. I think we're like trying to, it doesn't sound right. Right. And I'm not sure exactly what the terminology is that we settled on, but I know we're trying to like, be politically correct or like choose an appropriate word that doesn't sound like something disgusting is going on in the smart contract or, you know, so, I mean, it's good, right? We're trying to be like conscious of, you know, everybody's thoughts and feelings and, you know, how our terminology and how this, whatever you want to call it, plays out, like is not offensive to anybody and is inclusive. And so, but you know, something's going on in the smart contract.
I think a Quigbo came up with like the replicant factory.
That sounds like a little robotic.
I know.
I feel like there's more passion in these Avastars than factory. I don't know. So I don't know. Maybe our audience can help us out what they feel like, you know, the correct terminology. And, you know, we want this to be like a, I don't know. How do you make this like a family activity? It's like,
well, it's like, you know what?
This is the vehicle that I have to explain to my son, like the birds and the bees, like how do two Avastars like.
Oh my gosh. Well, CryptoKitties did like the whole breeding too. And they went as far as like, you know, saying that like, you know, Gen Zeros or whatever was not breeding was like a virgin. So.
Yeah, but you know, cats breed. I like I don't know, man. something about this has led to conversations that we were like, huh, we better like not screw this up. Like,
yeah, no.
You know, so we're thinking about you all and how we frame this so your kids understand as well. Maybe not. I don't know if I will either, but anyway, these are some great conversations going on behind the scenes as we move closer to replicants, which, you know, I don't know. I thought like Avastars was going to be honestly like out there and on sale a lot longer than it seems like it will be. So in my head, like replicants was always like so far off that I almost never even thought about it. I'm like, cool, we got the art tokens. This is a really awesome concept. I've been claiming mine. I think I still have my Series 4 ones to claim. I don't think I got around to that yet. But I never actually like really thought about what it would be like to clone my Avastars. Clone isn't too bad. So now I'm like, oh shit. Like I'm looking back into previous series and I'm like, you know, now that we're getting closer, there's like some traits that I feel like I'm missing in my, you know, catalog here. And definitely some ones in Series 5 that aren't in any other ones that I'm like, yo, I better like get some of these because it's hard to believe that after this, there just won't be an opportunity to just scroll for more Avastars anymore. Like that won't be a thing, at least until Generation 2, but that's, you know, way down the line at this point.
Yeah, and then the fact that we're done with Series 4, that's a total of like 20,000 Avastars that have been teleported. And Gen 1, definitely don't miss out. I've already been looking at some traits beginning Gen 1 with the cat whiskers. So for sure, my replicant is going to have cat whiskers. I just don't want to miss any of Gen 1 Series 5 at all.
Yo, were you the one who was telling me that there was like a female astronaut shortage or something like that? Or did I make that up?
Well, I don't know, but like I kept seeing a female like astronauts, but they were all like Series 4, they were all pissed off. I don't know why. And so I finally found one that was smiling. I'm like, and I purchased her, but I don't know if it was a shortage of female ones, but I mean, I was able to grab one.
Oh, maybe I started this rumor in my own head and then like followed through on it. I found one on OpenSea, like a cool, she was an angry female astronaut from Series 3, I think. And it was like way below floor price at like 0.05 or something. I was like, ooh, if there's a shortage, and this is like a nice series three with the legendary trait, we'll scoop that up. But maybe I just totally made up that rumor and then like FOMO'd myself into this Avastar for no reason at all. That happens sometimes too.
Dude.
You know, I mean, anything below floor price on an Avastar, I feel like is a, like, you know, slam dunk. I buy a lot of them because I like them, but in terms of like straight investment, I feel like that's an easy one, you know, in the long term.
Oh man. So I don't know if we should edit this or not, but I'm receiving word about a secret drop and it's people are claiming theirs right now if they hold a glyph or a punk at the moment. So that just means that we will be able to open it and mint soon, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, this Meebits thing.
Yes. Yeah,
this is the one that's going on like right this second that everybody's trying to figure out. I'm like, dude, this, when does it stop? I'm like, the between the apes and like, I, you know, I'm like looking at my ape, I'm scrolling for Avastars in the other tab and like mash and refresh on this like public sale. I like really missed the boat on punks and autoglyphs. This really just solidifies the fact that I really should have owned one of those at this point. And I hesitated so many times, you know, they were like just out of my price range for so long. And I was like, is that really what I want to spend all this money on? I could get like so many cool pieces of art for like the same price. And yeah, that was a swing and a miss. Or,
well, dude, to think like back in the days, like $100 or $200 for a piece was like so much for us. And then look at the space where like the minimum is just like now like $1,000 for a piece. And it's hard not to think that like a lot of this is like, you know, cash grabs. But it's so crazy how us as a community, we've leveled up that floor price just because of the flood that's been, you know, of newcomers that have come and celebrities and everything else. But at that time, you know, glyphs were literally like somewhere around less than $100 for sure. And same thing with punks. They were like $40. I remember like $20-$40, and some were even for free. So
Yo, I know. Seriously, like thinking back on that is like, you know, I remember Crypto Voxels plots being like $80 or something. I'm like, this is out of my price range. like, what the hell? And on the flip side, I actually have some treasures in my, you know, collection that I, you know, to this day, I think I like might have had, I don't think I haggled Stina, but I think I only had like, you know, 0.2 ETH in my wallet when I bought her first piece on Super Rare. And at that point, it was like $25 or something like that. And I was like, oh, Stina, I know she's trying to get like 30, but I only have 25. You're going to make an exception for me? And she did. And I like think back to like that kind of stuff now. And I'm like, oh my God, like something like that would go for like, you know, 10, 20, 30 ETH or something like right now. So, you know, I guess in some ways I got my punks or my autoglyphs, in my own personal way.
Dude, let me just say that you do have a lot of treasures, because I've noticed a lot, especially like in the Matthew and Rizzo show, you happen like to have had a piece of the people that you interview, the artist or the project, before they became big. So even like while you're talking to them, you're like, hey, I think I actually own one of your pieces. So that's happened more than once. I know that for a fact.
You know, it definitely has. That's my secret plan. I buy their art and then I just like push them into stardom and thereby increase the value of my own collection. I really like, I don't know. I was doing it again this weekend, actually, just sort of sifting through like the really low end of like the price points on Rarible and like OpenSea and over on Atomic, whatever it is that you trade the wax on and everything, because I feel like now more than ever there's so many like really awesome artists getting into NFTs that there's like tons of diamonds in the rough that you can find, that if you're just like straight up looking for like art that you may never be able to like resell, or like, you know, you just want for yourself, there's like tons of like really, really affordable stuff out there. And so that's sort of like always been my approach to the NFT space. So inevitably I end up with like a whole bunch of pieces of art from like, you know, artists who start becoming more and more well known. And then I'm like, oh shit, I found some of yours like way back in the day when I was like sifting through all the weird stuff. I like sifting through the weird stuff. So yeah, that's usually how that happens. And I scooped up a bunch of like cool pieces this weekend. I guess people can stalk my wallet if they want to see what I was digging through. But that kind of stuff is fun. But this like Larva Labs, Bored Ape Yacht Club, Avastar Series 5 is also like really fun and like almost like total overstimulation. And we have like alpha news to drop of our own.
Oh my gosh,
drop,
yes.
Right? Should we drop the alpha? You want to drop the alpha?
No, drop the alpha leaks. Okay, you guys, I'll drop it. I'll drop it like it's hot because this is super hot. And this is regarding the one, the only Gary V and his project with V Friends NFTs. So that's it, guys. That's it. And.
Ooh, and my job. And he's coming to our house.
We get to
tomorrow evening at 4:45 p.m. Eastern time. Gary V will be in the house in Token Smart Discord talking about the drop that he's going to be doing with NFT 42 on Wednesday. And then I know like he's going on every news network imaginable or whatever talking about this drop. And I don't want to spill like the alpha because obviously I want to give Gary the platform to do whatever he wants in terms of making the announcement to our audience. But I know for a fact that these NFTs are not just like, you know, what's it called, like a fly-by-night cash grab in terms of like being like just something low effort he's throwing out there. You know, if you guys aren't totally familiar with Gary Vee, what's been going on, he's been actually posting a lot of it on his Twitter. And he has actually created a whole lot of these drawings, a ton of these drawings, and they are going to be, you know, NFTs that do things. And I guess I'll just leave it at that because I want to keep it cryptic enough and not drop anything that I'm not supposed to, but I'm sure he'll be filling in everybody everywhere. And, you know, I got to say, you know, I was looking through his Twitter feed and everything and some of the promo stuff that he's been doing. And the dude has certainly been working hard about educating his audience about NFTs. I mean, he's got like MetaMask walkthroughs out there, you know, for his audience. And my understanding is that, you know, typically when people go to see his shows and everything, they are obviously interested in crypto, but they're generally paying in fiat for their tickets and everything. And so this is like a big push to get those people on the fringe into our house with Gary, you know, so to speak. You know, the people who have been interested in crypto all this time, who, you know, are now ready to make the leap. And dude has been onboarding like crazy. So it's not like we don't need a ton of that going on in this community, especially as like some of the workarounds are, I mean, obviously you need a tutorial to buy these NFTs and he's making them, but that's like the barrier to entry that most people are struggling with right now. And he's trying to be the bridge. And it's cool, man. I mean, it's cool that, you know, it's going to be him, right? I mean, I don't know. My worst nightmare is I set the stage for this and then like Gary's mic doesn't work or like,
no.
I got this like time zone math confused or something. These are like the things that keep me up at night. Right. But assuming everything goes as planned, it's really, really awesome. I mean, we have the commitment from him and his team and everything. And it's really, really awesome that it's not his representatives. It's not like someone on his behalf. It's not us talking about his project. He's actually like, you know, showing up to the OG community and doing it himself. And I gotta give him mad props for that. It feels good on our end. And I feel like it lends his project a tremendous amount of street cred because, you know, we're in like the nitty gritty of it all with the people who like really understand the technology beyond the technology. And, you know, this is an audience that I feel like will appreciate the nuts and bolts of what his project has going on. hopefully.
Yeah, much respect to him and hands down to him and his team, because they're actually doing the groundwork and they are doing their homework and, you know, figuring out and giving credit where credit is due as well. So hands down, dude, much respect, Gary Vee.
Yeah, it was really fun. His PR person, Maha, is so cool. She's like, you know, just ready to rock and roll. And, you know, I was on a call with them just trying to figure out what we were going to do and how we were going to promote this event and everything. And, you know, obviously Gary's like a big name dude. Our community is big and awesome. But it's also like a pretty niche community in the sense that, like, you know, you really got to have a deeper understanding of NFTs to know what we've got going on. Otherwise it's like, you know, some second level understanding that most people aren't ready to deal with. And so, you know, I was sort of explaining that to her and she was like, this is absolutely something we want to do. She's like, these are the types of communities that we want to be engaged with. And we would love to do something like that. And she, like, her excitement was so exciting to me that they understood the importance of that. So I don't know. It just makes it all that much better. And my nightmares of potential mic problems that much worse. But word is he was in the Bored Ape Yacht Club Discord on the mic with Jim a little bit last night talking about the project and some of the things going on over there. So it looks like he got his feet wet. Mic's work. I'm feeling like pretty optimistic at this point that we can pull this thing off.
Dude, I just want to see his face like as soon as he joins Token Smart and be like, oh my gosh, all these channels, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be a mess. Okay. It's gonna be a beautiful Token Smart mess the way I think is totally unavoidable at this point, right? We're gonna make it rain. We're gonna throw like some wacky gifts down and blow the place up for Gary Vee, how we do it. And it'll be cool. I'm actually interested. I'm genuinely interested to hear him talk about the project from his own perspective as we get closer to it. And I know that he's, you know, starting to release more information about, you know, how things are actually going to play out in real time when the drop happens. So it's cool to find out more about the project, but it's also even more cool to find out about the project in our house, you know?
Yes, so definitely get ready for it. And this is going to happen tomorrow after the Avastar contest, and the drop is on 5/5 Wednesday, just to let everybody know. So he's giving us like a day for all of us to get ready, and we'll be giving us all the news.
Yeah, hopefully there's not like some other crazy drop in the next like 12 hours that I have to pay attention to as well. I'm like,
oh my gosh, speaking of drops, let me just refresh this.
Yes. Oh yeah, no, actually I just did. It's we're live recording this podcast while simultaneously trying to ape into this thing.
Story of our lives.
Yes, this is a true crypto NFT podcast going on right now. Shout out Easy's listening party, who will be finding out all this stuff live in a few hours from now. You know, the other thing that I wanted to update people on was I did a charity run. I, you know, scooped up a couple of NFTs from the Hustle House, who was basically selling some NFTs and using the money to buy kids' shoes. And so I thought that was cool. I bought three of the NFTs from him and I relisted them, sold those NFTs. And did the same thing. So I dropped off a bunch of kids' shoes and socks over the weekend, brought my son along. It was like a good like learning experience. Went over the shelter. But the really good news to come out of this was the shelter that I went to and got a tour of is a really what seems to be a really well-run place. They got 25 families there and also in need of a lot of the resources that we were able to get with the Love Handles food drive. Like they actually have a tremendous need for stuff like microwaves and refrigerators that, you know, they just have barely working ones or ones that are in bad need of replacement and everything. So for people who aren't familiar, we did a Token Smart, a lot of money and Love Handles. We did a fundraiser together to feed homeless people. And it was actually like so successful that we've been struggling to find a good source to use all the money that we raised. So it's just been sitting in the account. And in some ways it's been good because the price of ETH has skyrocketed,
yeah, while,
you know, mm-hmm, during the time that we haven't been able to spend it. So as it turns out, we have a lot more money than we thought we were going to, just because we sort of screwed ourselves.
We huddled. So,
right, we huddled. That was the plan. So that worked out. So I think this is going to work out really well. I'm going to organize a meeting with the director. So I just wanted to keep everybody updated. A lot of people from the community, from our community, donated to that fundraiser. And I wanted to keep people updated that we haven't forgot about what we're going to do with those funds. Love Handles has actually done a couple of food runs that he's posted himself online. But, you know, the problem is it takes, you know, all day to distribute a few hundred dollars worth of food. And we are fortunate enough that we raised a lot more than that. So we got to find like bigger things to use this money for, but also make sure like the money goes to a good cause. So I'm feeling pretty good about this shelter. I talked to Love Handles about it and explained to him the situation. I'm going to meet with the director. And if it all goes well, I think we might be able to sort of like tap into this shelter. And I don't know, man, maybe like Token Smart adopts a shelter or a couple shelters or something like that, right? Where we can like continue to have fundraisers, but have like a designated point of contact that is receiving the funds and we know is like allocating them to a good purpose. You know, on the ground floor kind of thing. So I don't know. Anyway,
oh my gosh, that'd be so dope.
Yeah, right. So it's really good news. Met with the lady for a half hour. She showed me around. I took some pictures to see what kind of stuff we need. You know, they need all like basic stuff, toiletries and like sheets and stuff, but also like big stuff. And I don't know. I like how they get down. They like aren't picky about donations. They know how to stretch a dollar. And they don't want pointless stuff either. They want stuff that they can actually like use and will be used. So as I find out more, I'll, you know, keep the community updated. I'll take some pictures. I want everybody to know, you know, and be transparent about where the money is going and where it's been spent. And also because, you know, a lot of money and Love Handles, they put a lot of work into this, you know, creating these NFTs to be sold and deserve to have it go to the, you know, proper place that we specified in the first place. So feeling pretty good about that. It's gonna be good. And yeah, we'll definitely keep everyone posted.
Dude, that's great news. I love that. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So do we have any other drops? It was like charity drop, ape drop, Avatars drop, me six drop, Gary V drop, Gary V in the house drop, alpha drop leak. We got any other drops?
So many drops. if you missed last week's Saturday event of Thomas Canto, he still has
Thomas
some.
Is dropped. Oh my
yeah.
God!
Yeah, he still amazing. Has some pieces there. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Yeah, I'm like freaking excited too, dude.
Drowning in drops. Yo, Thomas was really, really cool. It would be awesome to have him like back on the whip. Or like some point we were sort of on a tight schedule and I think I got to like rambling a little bit, but I wanted to, you know, give Daniel and Thomas their proper time on the mic in front of everybody. But I know their DJs were queued up and waiting to go, who are awesome. But oh my gosh, Thomas yeah. is like got a great personality. He was like funny and really excited to be there and everything. It'd be cool to have him back in the future for another thing. Daniel as well. Daniel was more on the hosting end of things than the drop-in end of things. That was an awesome event. Shout out to those guys for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, we have the regular events, regular scheduled events as always. Check out the hashtag events link. Oh my gosh, why did I forget about this? Dude, over the weekend, we also establish new roles. So I know that the NFT 42 bot is still being worked on and it's under construction. So we went ahead, although I did add those new roles into the NFT 42 bot, it's still not working, guys. So even if you try the I claim all, it's still going to be some issue. But if you have your Whipsy in the ETH wallet, go ahead and send me a screenshot, your ETH address, so I can verify, and then I could manually give you that role. Or what you guys could do too is if you have the amount in your tip.cc wallet, you can now purchase the role that you want. So we have the Whip Fam, Whip Well, we have the Token Nerds, Token Stars, and Token Geniuses role. So there you go, guys. And this is for a whole year subscription if you purchase it via the tip.cc bot. And this will be returned once it expires. You're still getting, you're really not purchasing it. You're just like huddling it, basically. But there you go, guys. So it's a second option. If you guys have any questions regarding the roles or anything like that, just let myself or any of the mods know. So that's some news there. Oh, and oh my gosh, dude, guess what happened on Sunday?
Wait, hang on. I just wanted to put Winston on notice. You know that, Winston? About to get outsourced, homie. Winston's our bot.
Winston has been such a lazy bot, dude. And then, like, oh my gosh, Dragonite went to the extent of calling him like the lazy bot now. I saw that. So hopefully he figures his life out and joins us, because we've been paying premium for him. So
yeah, come on, Winston. Got him an Avatar and everything, man. Shape up, dude.
We did. We definitely did. But yeah, guys, those are like the new roles. We're also working on these cool emojis where you could click and let us know what your language is, and we could provide a language channel for you guys as well. And so I was saying, Sunday with Magmaster's Confessions, dude, guess what happened? Just guess.
Yo, did Magmaster
he proposed live.
Dude, I wasn't sure if that was a joke. I saw someone post something about it on Twitter, and I was like, no, that did not. Did that really happen?
Yeah, Vandal was there. Everybody was there.
What?
And then it was just like, he literally got on the mic, and then he poured his heart out, and then he got on one knee. I mean, I didn't see it, but you could just imagine he got in one knee, and then he just proposed and he showed the ring and everything. So there you go, guys. We have our very first Token Smart engagement.
Yo, that's incredible. That's like a historic event. Oh my God, they have to get married in the metaverse.
I know, they have to do a CV wedding. Yes. And speaking of
I'm about to become a part-time wedding planner for Magmaster. So many ideas just flooded into my head. Holy crap.
Well, dude, like Bruce the Goose, he's like an ordained
minister. Yes, yes.
So there you go. Yep,
yes. Dude, oh my God. This is not about you, Magmaster. This is about the metaverse. Call off all your wedding plans. We're taking this shit over.
Dude, like, I could just imagine, like, his, like, the groom and the bride party with, like, the tuxedo wearables and then, like, the matching. Oh my gosh. I want to see it all.
Dude, yes, yes, yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, it has to happen. It's like it was written. Dude, that's so amazing. Honestly, like, I feel like I don't know. That says something, right? That someone would even like do that shit in our community in the first place, like or would want to, I don't know, that someone even like feels connected enough like that to our community to like want to share that kind of moment publicly with everybody. I mean, that's like a big fucking deal, right?
That's a super big deal. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Wow, I'm like sort of blown away by how like big of a thing that is. That's fucking awesome,
dude. It was awesome. And then awesome. we finished it by playing like Bruno Mars, Marry Me, and then we continued the party with like other like lovey-dovey songs. So it was sweet.
That is sweet. That's amazing. Oh man, I hope Winston's lazy ass recorded that whole event. We'll have to check the backlog of recordings and everything. That's amazing. What a great event. I regret that I wasn't there for it, but shit, had I known it was going to happen, I certainly would have. But even better that it was sort of like impromptu at his own thing. It's so awesome. Well, damn. I can't compete. That's like the biggest drop of them all, right? I can't compete with that. You got Gary V, you gonna propose? Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know now.
That's what's up.
Who knows?
And we got all these new events that started last week on their second week here. I don't think it's worth going through them all. There's so many awesome things going on. We'll continue to remind you. Check out Token Smart Twitter. Check out Weekly Calendar. Let's see. Anything else, Sandy? What else?
Oh, yes, dude. Okay, so our new PoApp master is, it's Carolina, duh.
Yes.
And, dude, she's on it already. She's like, oh, look, I did all of this week's PoApps. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my.
Thank you. And
good for her. Shout out Rogan, man.
She did her debut. Dude.
Sorry, Zane. I think we got a mic delay or something. I was just saying, shout out Rogan. Dude was working hard and just got busy.
I think our connection.
Mash and refresh on this Meebits thing.
Oh my gosh, let me refresh this. Yes, a huge, huge, huge shout out to Rogan, who literally has become history of part of Token Smart history by providing us awesome work with his PoApps too. And he's working on his own project too. So he's been busy. So he basically wanted to pass the torch to someone else. So there you go.
Dude, and Carolina, duh. I mean, she's been a rock star ever since she stumbled upon our community. And big shout out to her for stepping in and helping out. And I had no doubt she was going to be a rock star. This was so.
Dude, I'm looking. That is what's up. But I just refreshed my thing. 2.5? Oh my gosh.
2.5 ETH for these Meebits things? Y'all buying these things?
Oh my goodness.
Check back at Easy's listening party. Apparently they go down.
Yeah, there's 88.09. They're going down. So,
boo.
87.94. Oh my gosh, these are going fast. I need to come up with 1.5
like 10K
in the next 5 minutes.
All right. Well, good luck, y'all. If you're priced out of this one, stick around for the next 10,000 drops. We'll be back. We'll be back with more coming soon.
Coming soon, guys.
All right, Sandy. Anything else?
No, that's it, guys. Enjoy. And shout out to Easy and the listening party and all of you guys rock. That's it. Meow.
Meow.